Some may ask, why? Why they hate Christians? Why? You ask that question, why? And you know why? Because of the Lord Jesus. It's me, he says, they hate. It's me they want to get rid of. They don't want Jesus. The moment you could join anything, but the moment you decide to follow Jesus, man, it seems as though the host of hell come against you. In James, you know, in James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, says, brethren, he again writing to the saints that are under great testings. He says, listen, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or trials. For the, let me read that then. James chapter 1. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience or endurance. Let endurance or patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. What a tremendous blessing it is to stand in the midst of great adversities and trials and says, I am a Christian. I am a Christian. The Lord Jesus is going to come. Let me just state what this time will be, just in a nutshell. The Lord Jesus is going to come and put down all rule and authority. Everything that opposes God will be brought into subjection to the Lord Jesus. God is going to assert his rights. God is going, through the Lord Jesus, rule and reign. He will be known as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When you read Psalm 2, gives us God's decree, I'm going to set him up. When you read Revelation chapter 5, when John wept and says, who is worthy to open the books and to bring and to loose the seals thereof? There was no man. Then he looked, and the elder said, weep not, John, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the books and to loose the seals thereof. And John chapter, and Revelation chapter 19 shows how he's going to take possession of it. Now, you ask yourself, what a day is going to come. It tells us in the verses we have read about the inheritance. But the emphasis, again, I want to stress, is the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why the testing? Why are we to go through these things? Why are we so tried as Christians? Why it is, when we look in the Middle East and see the Christian wave after wave, indeed, of persecution is coming after him. When we look in Kenya, when we look in Nigeria, when we look in Iraq, Iran, and all these places, when you decide you are Christian, you have to be a Christian, you know. You cannot straddle the fence. You cannot say in word, I am. You have to come to a decision and say, listen, it's either I'm ready to die because I name the name of Christ. Because I named the name of Christ. Do you know, we were in Ethiopia, in a place called Jema. And in this place is almost, I would say, 60% Muslims, about 40 or less Christians. But what is happening when a person turns to Christ? Why it creates such hatred that person have to move, you know. That person had to run for his life. He cannot live in Jemaah anymore. And not only so, they have people hunting for him. Because how could you turn from this to that? But if a Christian, quote unquote, turned from Christ to them, there's a price. These were the times in which Peter wrote. The time to stand. And he said to them, the trying of your faith. It is going to be tested. And why it is going to be tested? It is going to show if you really are. If you really believe. If you really belong to Christ. And he says, Peter says, when it comes to gold. You know, Peter speaks as gold as though it's something that is. He spoke about, you know, we were not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold. He spoke also about the trying of your faith is more precious than gold. Gold is very expensive. When you look and see how they mine gold, and you says, indeed, and Peter says, it's more precious than that. It surpasses the trying of your faith. When you look at what the Apostle Paul went through in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and when you look at Peter and all the apostles and the sufferings of Christians, you ask, listen, why are you suffering like this? Why you don't give it? Throw in the towel. No, you know what they had? They had the world to come in view. They had the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, because they are going to be rewarded in that day. So they got a glimpse of that world to come. Because this world is not their home. And when you read in Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us these all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but they confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Indeed, because if they were mindful of the country which they have come out from, they will, indeed, they would have returned. But then they confess, we seek a heavenly country. We seek something better than this. Saints, thank God for America. But there's a place greater than the United States of America. Tell you, people dying to come here. People walk all through from South America, you know, come through Central America. Come to Panama, walking to get to Mexico, to come to United States. Because people are suffering and they want hope. We had a brother in our meeting who was an immigration officer. And going rounding up people to send them back. And one day he went to a big bus. Big bus. Went into a sweatshop. Found a lot of immigrants from Guatemala. And I tell you, boy, when they put all of them in the bus, over 100 and something of them. And some of the ladies started to cry and say, Mister, this is what my children have to eat at home. We have nothing. Nothing. Please. Give us a chance. When they start crying, he start crying. You know what he did? He left. And he took in his badge and his gun. And he says, I'm done with this job. You can't have no heart to do this job. He said, Brian, when people start crying, I felt their pain. Do you don't believe? Jesus feels the pain of every suffering Christian. He said to Paul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. You don't think Christians suffer? Oh yes, we suffer. And this suffering we're talking about, not because of something I have done, you know. This is suffering allowed by God. God passes through it like a Job. God says, Job, I'm going to take you through this. But the end in view, you know, it said of Job, his end was better than the first. If you think this suffering is only for season, it's only for time, the day of display is going to come. And this is what he is saying. Why the suffering? Is to prove if you really are what you say you are. When you cut out and gone, you have to question if you are really a Christian.